Welcome to Showing Up Solo, your go-to source for solopreneur success in the digital world. You're not just running a business, you're wearing all the hats, from CEO to content creator. What if I told you there's a way to master online marketing without sacrificing all your time? Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Showing Up Solo. Today, I am joined by Denise Stancombe, online business manager, founder of the Girl Boss Clubhouse, and host of Conversations with Friends, co-host of Conversations with Friends podcast. Denise, I'm so pleased to have you on the podcast. Would you like to let my listeners know a little bit more about you, who you are, and what you do?
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you, Hannah, for letting me come onto your podcast today. I'm really excited. So, yeah. So, as you know, I'm Denise Stancombe. I am UK based and I started my business originally from the very early days, probably, I want to say, almost 2 years ago in the starting processes. It was when I was still actually working in my employed position. And I went down the road of transitioning from my full-time job to wanting to be a virtual assistant. And I know, Hannah, we had I remember us having chats in the early stages because she was really good at helping me get started.
Your cousin is Hannah Duncan, who listeners of the show will know. She's been on the episode. She's been on the show twice already, and she's my mentor.
Oh, she?
I knew her from high school, and she got me in touch with you actually when you were first starting.
She's very good at stuff like that. So that's how we discovered each other. Through my cousin Hannah as well, which is really lovely. And you know, we've always kept in contact since. And you gave me some great advice at starting out, because I think I literally took a leap of faith and just decided just to go with it. And why, sorry, I'll try not to waffle too much when I'm talking about how we get
here,
but obviously giving you a little bit of a background.
Yeah.
So I literally started as a VA, but quickly realized that VA work wasn't solely what I was made for. I really wanted to go further. So while I was doing my VA work, my own freelance VA work, I decided to train as an online business manager. So I don't know how many of you listeners out there know what an online business manager is. I know over sort of in the US and in Canada, it's quite a well-known profession. But over here in UK and Europe, it's a sort of, it's becoming more well-known. So
yeah, please do let, for our listeners, your listeners are all over the world, so let them know what it is. Yeah.
Would maybe class us over here as something. So we're sort of, so people class us as maybe business strategists, but I class myself as more of an online business manager. So I basically trained and done a course in online business manager, which I really, really enjoyed. But then from learning that, it sparked a whole host of light bulb moments in my, as I was plodding along, realizing how much of the knowledge that I have through my previous work and what I know now, this can take me so many directions. So while I am still doing my online business management work, late last year, I had one of my light bulb moments, and I really felt the need to want to work with women that are very, very similar to me. So I came from a background where I wasn't handed it all on a plate. I've literally had to work hard for it, you know. And there's been big lessons I've learned along the way, you know, and I'm still learning. And I suddenly realized how many women out there are very similar to me.
It's interesting that you say that, because just like you started off as a VA, I started off as a VA, and I find a lot of people, especially our age, tend to go for that because we're so used to underselling and undervaluing our skills. And then when we get that taste of freedom and that empowerment of working for yourself, we suddenly realize, why am I doing it? I can be doing so much more. Yeah,
absolutely. I totally agree with you there. I think it was an easy to be a VA. It was an easy access out of what I was doing, and to give me more of that space to really find, you know, I hate using the cliche, but find myself, you know, but that really what it is. But then I really started feeling those light bulb moments of how I can help other women that are in similar backgrounds. And those women can range from your everyday mum that perhaps is trying to work their entire life around a job, and the job don't give them the time to be able to take time out, whether it's at school holidays. You could just be a woman that's reached a point in her career and she's just fed up being where she is, and she just wants to just to move on and or has maybe never been given the opportunity to be able to do what she really wants to do in life. Or perhaps there's somebody that's eager to turn their hobby into a business. We all got those hobbies, but I don't think we really necessarily always have those moments, like you said, the light bulb moments of thinking, I could actually get paid to do this. So I decided to create my membership, which is called the Girl Boss Clubhouse. And I was thinking about it on and off for months, and I was thinking, how can I tailor this membership? And I think I quickly realized that to be able to create this, I think I just got to do it. I think I spent too much time thinking about it. And actually, I just needed just to go ahead and do it and work out the issues as I go along. So I kind of had a rough plan to tailor this to those kind of women, those women that know nothing about starting up a business, or maybe just know a little bit about starting a business. So I sort of got a little bit of advice from people, and I know a lot of people that have been in business for quite a while, and they said to me, well, why don't you tailor your membership where you can get other experts in their field to contribute? And I was like, that's, why have I not thought about this?
Well, because
that means I haven't.
You don't have to be the expert at everything, right? It's, I kind of find that there's this wonderful little brand new economy that's happening online, especially with women solopreneurs. We've sort of created our own economy. We're like, we're tired of waiting for the wage gap and for the respect. We're just going to create our own, and we start working, hiring each other and helping each other. Mm-hmm. And I feel like what you've created with your membership is kind of like the yellow pages for that community.
It is. It's also, you know, and I don't know, and I think it's the same where you are in Canada, but here, certainly in the UK, you know, the economy at the moment is quite rubbish, and people aren't being paid their worth, you know, and there are some amazing, I'm talking about women, but people in general, but I hone my skills towards working with women. There's some amazing women out there. They've got some great ideas, and they're just not being given the opportunity to get it out there. So I've opened this membership to those kind of women, those women that just need to make that first step into business entrepreneurship. And they might come with a basic knowledge, but that's what I'm here for. And that's what all the other experts in my membership are contributing to. They're allowing, because when I started out, I found I was spending lots and lots of money on things I thought I needed in my business, but ended up not needing, and I've just wasted. And I'm not talking about hundreds, I'm talking about a couple of £1,000. You know, some people spent more money. I know I've spoken to people that spent a lot more money than I have. And I've come to realize that I think what is putting women off starting businesses is the cost. They think it's going to cost a lot, and it will cost a lot if you're going down the wrong road of finding the right things that you need in your business. And I've learned that you don't always know what you need at the start. It's always, you do tend to go in blind thinking, okay, yeah, you might need your website, you might need your business social pages. That's great. That's always useful to have. But then you're going down that road going, oh, maybe I need to spend a few hundred pounds on having some amazing branded logo set up. Or maybe I need to pay someone to market all my business in some way. And actually, when you're starting out, you generally don't need all that. I'm not saying that you don't need but you don't need it, and you don't need to spend lots of money on it to begin with.
I love that, because that is exactly how I feel. Like, I honestly think, and I think you'll agree with me, the biggest problem, the biggest barrier to more people starting a business is a knowledge gap. It's like business is this like little secret thing you have to go get your MBA to be in, or you have to be doing it for decades to, you know, and it's really, it's not rocket surgery. It's not that hard if you have the knowledge. It's one of the reasons that I have this podcast, because when you're starting out, you can't always afford to hire, you know, to spend thousands of dollars on a copywriter and a brand designer. It's always a good idea to do it eventually, but in the beginning stages, you just need to get the word out. And I just want to remove that mystery. Like, this is how you do it. And, so I love that you've noticed the same thing that I have, that it's really just a knowledge gap. Once you have the knowledge, once you understand how all the things fit together, you can make better decisions about what you need to spend money on and what you don't need to spend money on.
Are you ready to transform your website from wanting to wonderful? Watch the free 90-minute workshop, Anatomy of a Homepage. Your homepage is more than just a web page. It's your virtual front door to the world of business, and it's where first impressions are made and conversions begin. In this pre-recorded webinar, I break down the key components that make up a powerful, conversion-focused homepage. Imagine the impact this could have on your online presence. The best part? You don't need to be a web design guru. Don't miss this opportunity to revolutionize your online presence. Dive into the Anatomy of a Homepage webinar and take the first step towards a website that truly captivates. Head over to showingupsolo.com/free for access.
Absolutely. And I also, so that's why I tailored the membership. So what it does, the membership is providing each month, it provides a whole host of resources for that member to look through. Those resources can really vary. It can vary from an accountant giving you some advice on how to do your tax return. It could be a lady, I have a lovely lady that does branding, and she can tell you the basics of the real things that you need to get to capture your audience without spending a fortune. I have a lovely lady that was in January's membership, and I was very excited to have her on. She talked about Pinterest. Now, I don't know how many of you guys use Pinterest, but for me, I only ever use Pinterest as to look at pretty pictures and, you know, colour schemes when I was going to next decorate my living room or something. But she really showed us how you can tailor Pinterest for service-based business owners. And it opened up a whole world, and stuff that I didn't know. And it's that it's just those little elements that you think, oh, actually, I do think Pinterest is going to be really good for my business. Actually, I'm going to go down the road and actually might invest a bit more money into using Pinterest. So that's what it is giving you tastes of the things that you could or add to your business. You can take it away, you can look at it, and you can think, oh, actually, I really like that. I don't like this. I don't think I'm going to have this in my business yet. However, I do like this other resource in my business. How can I make that work for my business? And what it also does in the return is that the expert that provides the information on the membership also gets business, because they're going to look at, say, Hazel, how Hazel does her branding, and think, I really love this lady. I like what she does. I'm going to go back to her. I'm going to ask if she wouldn't mind working on, say, my logo or my website. So what it is, it's tailoring you to look at stuff and think about what you want to spend your money on, because we're not all made of money and we've only got a small pot of money to spend. We want to spend that money wisely. So we want to invest it very early in the beginnings of your business into something that you think is going to produce something to help your business grow. As far as I know, I don't know if there are that many memberships or places you can go and find that kind of information. I think that very few and far between, and that's why I create this membership, because I want my friend to say, who lives down the road, who's been stuck in her job in the supermarket for the last 10 years but knows that she's really good at crocheting and create all these amazing designs, I want her to have that opportunity to say, you can make money out of your designs, you know. Why have you thought about setting up a business? But the first thing my friend would say to me is, oh, I don't know how to do that. How do I do that?
Yeah.
So that's what it's there for.
It's such a good idea.
It's there to provide that guidance. You just want to take their life in their own hands,
yeah,
and become independent and become girl bosses.
I love that. And it's funny because it is true, that knowledge thing. I have thought for years and years, like in my 20s, I used to work in a clothing store, and then I worked in a shoe store, and then I worked in a jewelry store, and I was always really good at makeup and styling. Like, I had customers who would come to see me specifically to give them like fashion advice. I was super into it. And a lot of people said, oh, have you thought about being a personal shopper or something? And I'd always thought of that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, but I don't know how to start a business. I don't know how to make money from this. I have to rely on other people who've already got businesses to make money, you know, by working for other people. And, the only reason I went into being a VA was I happened to get fired. I got let go. I got, you know, my job disappeared mid-pandemic, but I still needed that boost. I signed up for a course to tell me how to start a business, because I still didn't have that. I don't know how to do it. And that's that is the biggest roadblock. It's just, we just don't know how to do it, how to get started. So I love that you curated this resource. And I do think there's memberships out there, but a lot of them are very, very specific to one thing. And I like that you're covering everything, basically.
Yeah.
And it's in a very affordable way. Like it is even if it's just a pipe dream at the time, you can sign up and start digesting and formulating your idea until you've got the confidence to make the leap.
Absolutely. And if anybody's thinking about, okay, so what are these resources? So I just want to just explain that what you get is you can get anything from advice in a private Facebook group. You can watch webinars from experts that show you how to do things or show you what you can do better in your business. I can provide things like cheat sheets. So, when you need to make a record of your account, I don't know where to start, but I don't want to use this fancy software. You can easily set up such a small system based on an Excel spreadsheet and use that until you think that you want to take your business further. That is all you need to start with. So I've got some lovely sort of spreadsheets in there that are really helpful to people if they want to keep abreast of their accounts. I also have sort of idea sheets. So, it's almost like bullet point reminders of what's the best way to network. Networking is incredibly important when you're starting out in business. And personally, I can't emphasize that enough. So there'll be information on, what's the best way to network, how to do a great 60-second pitch deck, that kind of thing. And it's just those small things that you don't think are going to be important in your business, but actually can become quite key in your business as you move forward. You don't realize how much that 60-second pitch deck can perhaps get you a client, if you're in a networking, or someone will say, I know somebody that might need someone like you, and that's how it works. It works. It's like a chain. It's a chain reaction, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, so we're recording this just after I've returned from a trip to the UK. And one of the things I did whilst I was there was I was at a wedding, and you get to the, what do you do? Right. It was funny because a lot of the conversation would go, oh, what else are you doing? I said, oh, I'm going to go meet a client / I'm their client, they're my client, and then always, oh, so what do you do? And obviously I've got my pitch down because I would say it. And then I had five or six different people going, I need one of you. And that was just at a wedding. I wasn't in networking mode. I wasn't trying to sell, but because I had gotten so good at saying what I do, I was having people who I wasn't looking to want to be customers saying, I need one of you. And it's so you're saying it's so important to to just have all those things ready to go, in your back pocket.
Absolutely.
Because you never know when an opportunity is going to arise.
Yeah. And with obviously with the movement of technology now and the fact that we now use AI so much in everything that we do, AI can be a massive good tool for people out there. But I think a lot of people out there are a little bit frightened of it because they hear through, the news media, that kind of stuff, that it can be really scary. And I'm not saying that you've got to be careful of it, but it can be such a great tool when you're starting out in business. So getting somebody in, I'm hoping to have somebody in soon in the clubhouse that can discuss, the best way of using AI in your business.
I can recommend
and how you can make it work for you. Yeah.
Right.
I personally love it.
Yeah. I will tell you right now, Chantal Davison and Tom Stanhope have a whole, they're doing a touring series on AI survival skills. They're going all over the UK doing it. So I'll make sure that I give you the info and I'll put it in the show notes.
Give me the info because I'll be there. And it's really good and it's also good for people to know those kind of people as well, because you might never have heard of Chantal, but you've only got to sort of jump on LinkedIn and then you find her and it's like, okay. And that's another thing, isn't it? I've got a lovely lady coming on very soon that's going to show you the basics of how to set up a good profile on LinkedIn. How much a good profile is key to getting yourself noticed.
And then there's a lot of people out there that actually don't,
I'm not even using LinkedIn, and you're like, why are you not using it? This is a great platform to be on.
Yeah.
So it's all that kind of stuff. And I just want to go out there and shout out to all those women that put up and shut up quite a lot, that you don't have to do that anymore. You can just get out there and you can be whoever you want to be these days. Don't hold yourself back.
Yeah. Well, I'm obviously fangirling over what you're doing. I as soon as I heard heard about it, I was like, I remember emailing him, like, how can I get on board with this? How can I contribute?
You are coming on board.
I love it. I think it is amazing. It's a really wonderful resource, and it definitely aligns very much with what I like to do, which is just helping, like, just giving us the space to own our amazingness and to thrive on our terms versus other people's terms. Absolutely. And I think that's exactly what you're providing with your membership. I do think we could wax poetic and go on about this for hours.
I know.
But in the interest of time, I would love if you could just give maybe your best piece of advice or your top tips or something for someone who is at that point where they're on the fence, they're kind of wishy-washy about whether they should start a business or not. Like, what would you tell them? If
I would say, just do it, okay? Because if you're sitting on the fence, you will sit on the fence for the next 10 years. Just do it. I've learned a lot of things in life through various, sadly, you know, things that have happened in my life that have made me realise that life's that little bit too short. If you think you're going to do it, just do it, okay? You may fail, but there's a great guy. I don't know if you've heard of Stephen Bartlett. He's just written a book called The Diary of a CEO. And he says, to be able to succeed massively in business, you need to fail many times. So don't fear failure, because failure is only going to make you grow.
Yeah. Well, I like to say there's no such thing as mistakes, only a lesson you have yet to learn. So
exactly,
you're going to continue learning that lesson. You're going to continue failing or making mistakes until you've learned the lesson you need. And then you won't make it again, and you'll continue moving forward. So isn't another one like, but behind every success is like 9 or 10 failures or something, like.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, for women out there, there is a whole host of other women out there doing and wanting to do exactly what you're doing. So just go out there and find your people.
Yeah,
find your people as well. We're all out there. We're all just waiting. Just come along and say hello. We're all
here. And we're really lovely, and we like to support each other. So come and join us.
Absolutely. The amount of people I've met, and they're not from where I live in the UK. Like, I've been in contact with you, Hannah. You know, and you live over in Canada, and I've spoken to people in Europe, that live in Europe, a lovely lady that was living in Singapore. So, you know, there's and it just makes that world a little bit more smaller and, you know, more supportive.
Yeah, I know firsthand from just finally meeting some of my UK clients/collaborators, such community members in real life. It's amazing how connected you feel after this like online relationship. You feel like you've known each other for, well, because you have, but it's like there's this immediate like connection, and it doesn't matter how far away you are, you can like make friends.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. I love connecting with new people.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Denise, for coming on the show. Before we go, can you let everyone know where they can find you online, how they can connect with you, and most importantly, how do they become a member of the Girl Boss Club?
Sure. Okay, so I have a website, which is www.denisestancombe.co.uk. You can find me over there. You can find all my links to my email address and things like that. I love an email. When I get an email, I love it. You know, it's quite old school, but I still love an email. I'm over on LinkedIn at Denise Stancombe. You can find me on Instagram as Denise Stancombe OBM. And I am also over on Facebook as well. So you can find me on most platforms. If you want to know more about my membership, I can leave the link, can't I?
Yes. We'll put links in the show notes.
Yeah. We'll put the link below, click on it. It just gives you all the information you need to know as to what you can get out of being in the membership. You know, who is it for and what you can achieve out of it. And I'm quite happy if you are still unsure about the kind of membership, whether you should be diving into that membership. You know, you can always contact me. I'm happy to jump on a discovery call and talk it through if anybody's interested.
Wonderful. Well, like I said, we'll leave all the links in the show notes so everyone can dive into this. Also a link to your podcast.
Oh yes, Conversations with Friends, my podcast. I can leave the link there as well.
Yeah, that, because I've just had the pleasure of being a guest on it, and I really enjoyed it. So I like, it's a good show.
And that's ladies, we love a chat, and that's what podcast is all about, having a good chat, finding out about each other. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Denise. And thank you everyone for tuning in. Look in the show notes if you're excited to join the Girl Boss Clubhouse or learn more about Denise. Otherwise, I look forward to seeing you next episode.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Showing Up Solo. If you've enjoyed this episode, please consider leaving us a review or sharing your thoughts in the comments. These simple gestures help us appease the algorithm gods and continue to bring you great, free education. Ready to navigate the world of marketing with confidence? Take the Marketing Compass Quiz, available at showingupsolo.com, to discover the next phase of your journey. And don't forget to explore our range of courses and coaching programs while you're there. Let's transform your solo venture into a thriving success story together. Until the next episode, keep showing up and making your mark in the world of solopreneurship. See you soon.